The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Good morning. The headlines. Lawrence Goddard, the man arrested for the abduction and murder of Mason Miller,
has been formally charged.
Goddard con su homicidio.
In the very same house that his parents were given shelter after the blaze, their host, Mason's music teacher, Lawrence Goddard, accused of being the mastermind
behind it. Charged on two counts, abduction and murder. Police, likely to compound that with additional arson, are keeping
solidarity. Family, friends, even total strangers packed into this Greenlock church to pay their respects to Mason Miller.
We're grateful to all of you here today who come to offer us your support.
Lord, may you provide the Miller family with strength during this difficult time. May you guide us all through storms and sorrow. Protect us from dark forces. May we share the load as a community to heal together.
All your messages of love for Mason, all over the world, it means so much to us. Thank you. If this is true, we trusted Lawrence with our lives. Our son trusted Lawrence with his.
And as we stand where Mason walks on this plane for the last time, I'd like you all to join hands. Let us all channel all our love as we say to Mason, you are now at rest, sweet boy.
Lawrence Goddard was charged with Mason's murder. Afterwards, Mason's parents, Otto and Lindsay, were offered emergency housing. It was miserable. Miles away from anything. Damp, black mould. Otto was too ill for this. When I first moved to Greenlock, the most generous family had offered me a room in their home. The Millers hardly knew me at the time. Now they had lost everything, or wanted to at least offer to return the favour. It certainly wasn't the same. I had a spare box room and an airbed. Obviously, I'd sleep in there. Moving in with a journalist who'd been reporting their tragedy would be problematic at best. I expected them to graciously decline. Surprisingly, they jumped at it. God, had no one else offered? Now the culprit had been caught, we hoped the storm had passed. Lawrence Goddard would come clean, tell all about his relationship with Mason, where he could be found, why he had set the Miller home on fire at all. And we could begin the process of healing. For the Millers and the community of Greenlock. But to start that journey, you need to have caught the right person. This is Up in Smoke, the strange case of missing teenager Mason Miller. I'm Kay McAllister. This episode, we find out about the real Mason Miller and how I started to realise I'd helped convict an innocent man.
Okay.
Oh, I haven't seen one of these in a while.
Bet you don't miss it.
Still working?
Let's get that facing you there.
I don't live in Greenlock anymore. But today, I'm back. Nothing's changed. Trees don't follow fashion. Except everybody is a stranger. Everyone bar one.
In the end, they served something like 21 years?
Roy Burgess. Lead investigator in the Miller case. A Greenlock local. Spoiler, Roy left the police service in 2014, but the former DCI still thinks like a policeman. Matter of fact, logical, respects authority. He'll occasionally forget the soft skills. Manners, mostly. After leaving the police force, he took up a string of odd hobbies. The only one that really stuck was, of all things...
Yeah, tropical mostly. So, discus, angelfish, rainbows, tetras, betterfish. I don't know how much you know about tropical fish, but they're the ones that you sometimes call fighting fish. They can't live together, have to be on their own, otherwise they tear lumps out of each other.
Burgess's new career is in aquascaping.
I basically just drive around installing fish tanks for rich people. Opened the business in 2016. Feeds the family, feeds the cats. More than policing did, anyway.
Wait, fish and cats together?
Twin cats, no less. The girls named them Moomin and Toomin, would you believe?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
All right, yeah.
Stay out of your way.
That's Roy's wife, Helen.
We'll catch up later.
Thanks, love.
After the fire in 2014, Burgess and I weren't this friendly. I'd essentially worked against the police, reporting things that just made his investigation harder. But not long after Lawrence Goddard's arrest, DCI Burgess and I would share an experience that would redefine our whole worldview.
Right.
Yes.
Shall we begin at... I'm casting my mind back. I guess the whole Simon Wu body in the boot stuff.
Yeah. All right, if you want to go there.
Lawrence Goddard's neighbour, Simon Wu, told me he'd witnessed Lawrence loading a body into the boot of his car. I should have gone to the police straight away, let them investigate it properly. Instead, I released the video online without giving DCI Burgess any kind of heads up. I was blinkered, trying to get the attention back on me.
You know, in any big, high-profile police investigation like this, you get people calling in with a lot of invented stories. Prank calls, you know. But I've seen a body, that's a really bold thing to come out with. It's not something we can just brush off without investigation. And when we spoke to him, Simon Wu was adamant that that's what he'd seen. And Goddard was already cooperating, so we searched his home.
Lawrence didn't have a smartphone, but he did have a computer.
He hadn't cleared his browsing history. He'd made no effort to cover up any activity. We found he'd been taking and uploading pictures to the internet. There was one post from Goddard's computer from his IP address, and he'd actually taken it down earlier that afternoon.
When Simon Wu was told what it was, he was mortified. Wrapped in black bin bags and taped, just like in the movies. It had a body and a head and a neck. The drama had got to him. Lawrence Goddard had been positively identified loading into the back of his car, maybe you've guessed it, a small cello case he'd been selling on Gumtree.
Oh, dear.
Sweetheart, have you seen me? I can't lift a body.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I don't know. I still stand by the arrest.
Yeah?
With what we had at the time. The evidence that we had, right? I mean, you got Goddard's suggestive text messages. He was the last person to see him alive. Zero alibi. Mason's viola in his car.
And my body in the boot interview.
Yeah. Maybe not as impactful as you'd have liked it to be. I don't know. We were already looking at him. Our job was to stay focused on the real evidence.
The police discounted the Burning Boy video as soon as it was uploaded. It was too far-fetched. One, the distance this person ran was impossible, all the way through the village. Two, the clothing remained completely intact, no visible damage whatsoever. Three, no recoverable body. Bodies don't tend to burn away into ash in the wind.
We interviewed the teenagers that filmed the video, and they were really determined they didn't set this up. They didn't even know comment their way through it. Actually, one did. But the others were happy to give answers.
And you got the video analysed by an expert?
Yeah, we did, yeah. Some chap, important chap, who worked on video verification for the Met in London, came recommended as the guy to tell us whether or not the video was doctored.
And?
And as far as they could tell, it was legit. None of the usual signs that they'd see in a fake one anyway. You know, dodgy shadows, lighting, metadata, all that kind of stuff. No, I couldn't find anything at all.
Either the person behind the video was so talented at visual effects that they duped a pixel-peeping pro, or a group of teenagers staged a professional, real-life burn like in the movies. The video was left with a question mark above it. And somehow, despite the police finding no way to prove the video wasn't real, people figured it just had to be a hoax. And like all unexplainable videos of yetis, UFOs, and burning children, everyone discounted it and moved on.
So that goes in there, and then where?
Just point it at me. Don't get in the way of the gears.
Okay, so is that loud? I don't know, can you hear that?
So Dylan is recording.
Testing, 1, 2, hello.
And we're on our way to try and find one of these kids that filmed the video.
Archive of me and Dylan from 2014. Dylan had the idea to record more behind-the-scenes clips of us working. An unofficial documentary. Maybe for Twitter? Or a book?
There you go. Look, Daryl and Abdul. Bam.
Oh, that was so easy.
What do two boys with no imagination do on a Saturday afternoon in Greenlock? They get stoned in the park. With Lawrence Goddard charged, the press began to ease off a little. The village felt a bit more normal. People started leaving their houses more, saying hi to each other in the street again. The paper was loving the influx of readers Mason's story had brought with it. So he kept on reporting, kept busy. but I felt frustrated that the police had pushed the burning boy video to one side, especially something this, excuse the pun, inflammatory. There had to be some kind of explanation, even if it did feel impossible to explain. So we figured we might as well try going straight to the source.
Maybe stay here. 2 seconds.
Why?
Hold it.
No. Dylan
approaches Daryl and Abdul. They'd known each other from school. I watched them talking for a while. Then, unbelievably, Dylan's handed a cannabis cigarette and starts getting high with them. For 10 minutes.
Look up.
No. Hi, boys.
What's this?
Oh, this is, I guess she just wants to ask you...
About the video you recorded. I wondered if you...
I do not give my permission to be recorded. I do not give consent to be filmed or interviewed, and I'll report you to the police unless you stop recording now.
With that spliff in your hand. Hey!
Whoa, hang on. Kay.
What are you doing? You just hit my mic.
I said stay put.
You're getting high.
No, I'm being far more sneaky beaky than that.
I forget you're a fucking child.
Well, why don't you just go home then? Catch up on Monday.
What?
They don't trust the press right now.
You can do my job better.
They're not going to talk to you. Don't take this too personally.
I'll try.
I'll text you later. I'll text you.
Don't take this too personally, he said. And so, stinking of weed, I drive home and get drunk. What was your opinion of Dylan?
Back then?
Yeah.
Nothing really, I didn't see him. I mean, he was floating around with you.
What's your opinion of him today?
Oh, he likes the attention, doesn't he? I will give it to him, he's a very smart lad. And he's used Mason to create this image of, well, like a celebrity journalist. I wonder who he learned that from.
Monday morning, Dylan texts me as he arrives at the office to check I'm filming. For the non-specific documentary book biopic.
Just call me the ice cream man because I have a scoop.
He had the line ready, right? Dylan wants to present this like a two-hander. So we hire a meeting room and start presenting. Dylan, you spoke with Abdul Afghami and Daryl Pierce on Saturday, two of the people that recorded the infamous Burning Boy video. Tell me how that went.
Very interesting. They didn't want to go on film, fair enough, but they insisted the video was 100% real, so they didn't do anything to the footage. Honestly, I kind of believe them.
So, no explanation of how this could have happened?
No, they just saw it and happened to be filming.
How certain are you they were telling the truth?
I mean, of course they could be lying, but you can, I don't know. I just didn't get the impression from them that they were hiding anything.
So not a helpful conversation?
No, it was. They had lots to say about Mason.
Oh, right.
Especially in the weeks before the fire.
What did they say?
So, they tell me that Mason had this habit of disappearing in the middle of the day for hours on end. No explanation. Just completely out of character. Nobody could find him. Then he would just walk back in the school gates.
His dad, you think? Grief?
Like, maybe? But apparently he was acting weirder than that.
You mean drugs?
No. I mean, sort of vacant. Yeah. The way that they described it was like he was really spaced out. Now, it sounds like he was high, but that's just not the vibe Abdul and Daryl got from him.
I wouldn't have had Mason down as a drug user.
He was 15 years old, so I wouldn't go that far, but yeah, no.
Okay.
Anyway, Daryl gets out his phone.
Okay.
Now, he shows me this video he got from another guy at school that was being passed around.
Right.
So this is a video of Mason hiding in the music storeroom.
He locked himself in?
He's having this sort of weird moment. Look, he's repeating these numbers.
18, 15, 22.
Now, it looks like he's trying to memorise a long number, right?
That's Mason.
Yeah, 18, 15, 22, over and over.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
No, nor me.
Is that a date?
18, 15, date. I mean, there's 12 months in a year, and the numbers are 18, 15, and 22, so no, it's not a date.
Right.
Now, the most interesting bit, this recording was taken the day of the fire.
Fair play, Dylan. There is no way I'd have convinced a kid to hand over that video. These interviews would become the first seeds of what would go on to be his best-selling book. Back to today.
Of course I saw the video.
Oh, yeah? Roy Burgess.
Yeah. It was weird. But it was a kid saying numbers. How do we act on that? It was a video of a door. I mean, it's not unheard of that a young fella dealing with, you know, with a parent going through cancer, they're going to act out. Low-level drug involvement, theft, and throughout the whole investigation, we were sensitive to that stuff. We weren't going to canonise him just because he was a missing kid. And obviously, we knew there was a possibility that Mason wasn't squeaky clean. He hadn't been himself in the weeks before the fire. We'd heard all the accounts. But also, that's just classic teenage boy, isn't it? They don't really know how to express their feelings, do they?
Look, the three of us would bang our heads together on what to do.
Lawrence Goddard.
If we gripped harder, Mason would only push away more. Lindsay especially was so upset that Mason was acting this way, missing lessons, truanting. I should have put more boundaries in place, but it didn't feel right when you're a family friend. You know what they were like.
Sure.
Well, I was only doing what Lindsay asked of me.
What was Mason like in the lesson the night of the fire?
The night of the fire? A little tense.
How so?
He was distracted. Kept getting the fingering wrong. Chastising himself about it.
Did you think, at the time, Mason could have been behind all this?
No, not on purpose. There's no logical reason for him to do that.
Not even by accident?
What, and flee? He loved his family too much to never speak to them again.
I do a lot of my mental processing on walks round Stone Eckham Quarry. Here's a voice note I left myself at the time into my dictaphone.
Mason Miller, what was going on in your brain? I've realised. How do I put it? So, I looked back at all my scripts for news pieces, and the way I describe Mason, and like, it's just nothing. Like, I'm describing every single kid in the world. We're all just speaking about him like he was a little child. He was 15. He had this whole life that was so secret and, well, I guess, here's what I'm trying to say. I guess I just don't feel like I knew Mason as well as I thought I did. You know, I was supposed to be one of the people who actually did know him, but then these kids from the school come along and tell Dylan all this stuff that's just like, it doesn't make sense to me. Ugh. It just feels so crappy to think he could have had something to do with this.
Remind me how much you knew about Mason's behaviour before you arrested Lawrence.
Look, we had accounts from the parents, the teachers, even Goddard.
Didn't it give you pause for thought before pursuing Lawrence Goddard? The thought Mason could be involved in something dodgy.
We looked into it. It was a line of inquiry, but a better one came through. It's not always clear-cut, though, is it? I mean, you're never going to answer every single question. We all retire with some of our cases left unsolved. That's part of the job. But if you point to Goddard and go, there's Mason's viola in your car, and he doesn't have an answer for that, then that's good evidence. That's enough to proceed. Do you see where I'm coming from?
I take his point. But whether or not police thought Mason could have been up to something, I still think there was a conscious effort at the time to protect his reputation. A refusal to interpret his weird behaviour as anything other than just ordinary teenage boy stuff.
18, 15, 22.
I wonder if police even saw the strange behaviour as bolstering their case against Lawrence, a symptom of Mason's abuse. My conversation with Dylan had played in my head all day. I didn't get much else done. Spent most of it flicking through pictures of Mason on Lindsay's Facebook. Dylan and I had uncovered this video of Mason that no other adult had seen from the day of the fire. It's new evidence for the police. Perhaps those numbers were the key to what happened that night. But it was a new scoop for me, and I had a job to do. So I didn't take it to police. Not immediately, anyway. Instead, I went to Otto and Lindsay Miller. Dylan had, unfortunately, taught me something. If I approached them as a journalist, they'd lock me out.
All right. No, Otto.
You won't come.
But if I approached as a mate...
Okay, let me take that.
Yeah, I recorded without consent. I'm not proud of it.
He's a bloody idiot. I told him he'd freeze.
Come sit down, I saved you some.
Oh, you're wonderful. He's still at our house.
That's not good.
You know, I can't stand being there.
I can go.
No. He's just as angry. He always comes back. He's such an idiot. Sorry. How was your day?
Yeah, interesting. I don't know if now's the time to talk to you about this, but,
It's fine. Just distract me.
Well, actually, I wanted to pick your brains on something.
Oh, well, of course.
I found out something today. I promise it's going nowhere, but I heard something about Mason.
Mason?
Are you all right to chat about this, or...?
Well, I don't know. What is it?
Do the numbers 18, 15, 22 mean anything to you? Linz?
Did Otto tell you that?
So they do mean something.
Why would he tell you?
It wasn't Otto.
You don't need to cover, it's fine.
No, it's from the day of the fire. There's a video of Mason
from
saying...
From the day he went missing?
At school. Locked himself in the music cupboard.
Show me the video.
18, 15, 22.
That's him.
22, 18, 15, 22. When was this film? March 3rd at 12:44 p.m. 18, 15, 22.
Fucking knew Otto was telling him. He wouldn't know those numbers.
Lindsay, what are the numbers?
It's the safe. The code to the safe. Otto kept money in it. He didn't trust banks. A lot of use in a house fire.
Why did Mason need money?
I don't know. I could just see it vanishing.
He said Otto told him.
What time did you say this video was taken?
12:44 p.m.
Yeah, that can't be right. I've told police everything I did that day so many times. I know exactly where I was.
Where were you?
I was with Otto. Changing the combination to the safe. 18, 15, 22. That was the new code. The new one.
Next episode. I find out how Mason got that safe code, along with something else. I would witness something so strange, so hard to explain, that my attempt to prove it true would cost me my career, my reputation, and my mental well-being. I'd finally find out what happened to Mason Miller.
From Penny 4, this is Up in Smoke. Written and directed by Guy Larson and Cambria Bailey-Jones. Our editors were Dan Pugsley and Guy Larson. The studio producer was Gabriella Jones. Theme music by Tom Larson. Mixing and sound design by Dan Pugsley and Cassini Sound. Our script editors were Gabriella Jones, Peter Fellows and George Riley. Casting by Sydney Aldridge.
Kay McAllister was played by Mae Mack. DCI Rory Burgess was Adam Buxton. Lawrence Goddard was Alan Cordina. Lindsay Miller was Tracy Wiles. Otto Miller was Andrew Cayley. Mason Miller was Barley Page. Dylan Michaels was Preston Nyman. Jackie D. Leslie was Nesba Crenshaw. Grace Argyle was Han Evans. Helen Burgess was Emma Pates. Daryl was Dylan Lawler. Abdul was Saheed Masool. Kerry Ann was Naomi Bootle. And Alicia was Kimura Thomas-Fajemison. Additional voices by Tony Turner, Jessica Bracey, Gabriella Jones, Charlotte Gay, Alex Gill, Tom Mathias, and Cambria Bailey-Jones.
Music by Alon Peretz, Francesco De Andrea, John Gegelman, Josh McCausland, Brianna Tam, Maya Belsitzman and Matan Efrat, Stanley Gervich, Theatre of Delays, Yehezkel Raz, Just for Kicks, and Oliver Michael, courtesy of Artlist.
Special thanks to London South Bank University, Joe Tyler, Ash Horn, Janet Jones, and Tiffany Whitney Chang. You can follow Up in Smoke on Instagram. We're at upinsmoke.podcast. This was a Penny 4 production.
Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You can't make the most of your data if it's stuck in different silos. If it's scattered across the cloud, on-prem, and with your apps, then it's hard to access, hard to work with, and increasingly expensive. Now you can see it all and manage it all from one place. Welcome to Data Done Right. You can start managing your data, not your infrastructure. It's unified, simple, secure, and it's only with a Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.